Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about a topic we've visited on a number of occasions on this program, and that's transportation in rural Minnesota. Before we get to some of the things that are maybe working against rural Minnesota in terms of funding, we should probably at least draw out how transportation is funded in Minnesota.
Right. And these are things that are going on that have been kind of building, and they're coming to a crisis point now. And the main issue is that most of our funding comes from a single source, which is the gas tax. The problem is that there are some things going on that are working against the gas tax that are going to make funding hard. They're already causing problems. And one of them is that people are just plain driving less.
Now, when you say people, are you saying this is a generational thing then?
It is, actually. They're finding that people in general are driving less, but also people who are like in the 35 and younger group are driving a lot less. And people who are in charge of things like transportation funding are concerned about this because that means they're picking up habits that they're probably going to keep doing. And when people are driving less, they're buying less gas. If they're using hybrid cars or cars that don't run on gas, say, you know, electric cars, there goes your gas tax revenue.
So that's not something we have a whole lot of control over.
No, and the other thing we don't have much control over is inflation. And there's a lot of competition for building materials going on right now with China and India. And so as the prices on those things go up and the gas tax revenue is expected to stay steady or go down, we're looking at not being able to buy as much in asphalt and steel and things like that.
So are there yet even other pressures working against rural Minnesota?
Well, there are, and it might be the biggest issue. And this was the new transportation policy that was passed by the federal government last year. It actually takes the federal funding and concentrates it on what are called the National Highway System highways. That includes the interstate and all of the larger arterial highways. So these will be our bigger highways. And it covers a good number of highways in Minnesota, but it doesn't cover those smaller highways. And you think, well, you know, what's the big deal? Okay, the state can pay for those. Well, the problem is that the state and federal funding are tied very closely together. And so where the federal money goes, that's where the state money goes too. And so in this case, rural highways will probably be getting the short end of the stick here. Mm.
That's concerning because really, you know, it's still a huge part of our economic delivery system.
Yeah, you have to get goods and services to and from rural Minnesota. And you know, farmers have to get their grain to market, and people have to drive on those roads without losing their mufflers.
No kidding. Well, thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.